Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think this week you're going to be looking at a Tudor statesman, is that right?
Yeah, very famous one, Scott. Thomas More.
Right, oh, we know him.
We know him. Yep. Yeah, he's been the subject of numerous films and numerous plays. Thomas More, interesting story, great friend of Henry VIII. Mm-hmm. Very close to Henry VIII, and it all went wrong. And Henry, as we know, could turn against you as quickly as he could be supportive of you. And when he turned against you, there was usually only one way it was going. Thomas More has got a connection with Essex. The connection is at Royden. When in his young days, as a newly qualified young lawyer, that was his original occupation before he became a statesman, he would visit Nether Hall to visit the family of a man called John Colt. And John Colt had two daughters. And Thomas More proposed marriage to the eldest daughter, and the couple were actually married at Royden. So double sort of connection there. Sadly, Netherhall is no more, but still an important part of the history of that area. So Thomas More is a minister of Henry VIII in his later life. He's deliberately picked by Henry VIII because he's a lawyer, and Henry likes to surround himself with people who know the law. And he's also a young man of extremely good reputation. He had a marvellous grasp of the law, and if it was one thing Henry VIII needed, it was good lawyers around him. Unfortunately, in 1535, when Henry puts into practice the dissolution of the monastery because he's changed the religion of the country from Catholicism to the Church of England, Thomas More stood by his own beliefs and refused to accept Henry's reasons for so doing, i.e. that he wanted to divorce his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, and marry Anne Boleyn. There were two main reasons why Thomas More was executed by Henry VIII. The first one I've just mentioned, that he was unable to accept that the divorce from Catherine of Aragon was legal. And the second reason, and perhaps this is the most important, Thomas More could not accept that Henry VIII had made himself head of the new Church of England. And so, after trying to persuade him to change his mind, Henry felt he had no other alternative other than to execute Thomas More, which is exactly what happened, of course, and he was beheaded.
Well, there you go. He may know the law, but it's not much point as the guy that's in charge decides to change the law.
It's not, indeed, no.
Okay, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And where are you off to next week?
Next week, I'm off to Witham in Essex.
Thank you.
Thank you.